Chapter 6. Garth. Zelda was sleeping happily in the forest, but she wasn't alone anymore. Somebody was standing silently behind a tree, watching her. It was a giant called Garth. The giant lived with his tribe in a village near the forest, and he was their chief. Garth was cruel, and the other giants didn't like him. Unfortunately, he had a very special magic power. He could transform into any person, animal, or bird. Garth was remembering his instructions.
"You must kill Cedric, and the girl, too." "This is the girl, but where's Cedric?" the giant thought. "I must find him and kill him. I'll take the girl with me to the village. Cedric will come to find her, and then I'll catch him."
Garth closed his eyes and said Cedric's name 3 times. Slowly, he transformed into Cedric. His hair became lighter, his red eyes became brown, and his big body became smaller. Then he walked towards Zelda.
"Wake up, Zelda," he shouted in Cedric's voice. "It's me, Cedric. I'm back."
"Oh, Cedric, you're back so soon," said Zelda. "Did you meet Tanzin?"
"No," answered the giant. "Tanzin is visiting a village very near here. We can go there now and see him together."
"Okay," said Zelda. "I'll come and see him too. I'm not tired anymore."
"Come on then, let's go,"
said the giant, and they started to walk in the direction of his village. Soon, Zelda saw a group of big houses in the distance.
"We can't go to that village, Cedric," she said. "Giants live there, and their chief, Garth, is very cruel."
Garth laughed.
"So this is what people say about him, is it?"
"Don't worry, Zelda. We won't go into the village. There's a cave over there. We can wait there until Tanzin leaves the village."
"That's a good idea," said Zelda. So they walked to the cave.
Inside, there was a fire with a big cauldron on it. There was a delicious smell in the cave, and it was coming from the cauldron.
What's cooking in the cauldron?" asked Zelda. "It smells delicious."
"Drink some," said the giant.
He took some liquid from the cauldron, but he added a secret potion to it before he gave it to Zelda.
"No, we can't drink it," said Zelda. "We don't know what it is, and it isn't our food."
"We can drink a bit," said the giant. "Nobody will know."
"Okay," said Zelda, and she drank some of the liquid.
The giant smiled.
"Goodbye, Zelda," he said.
"Why are you saying goodbye?" asked Zelda. "What's happening? Cedric, why is your face changing? Don't smile like that. You look evil."
Garth's nose grew bigger, and his brown eyes became red. His body began to grow, and soon he was the ugly giant again.
"You aren't Cedric," said Zelda. "Who are you?"
Suddenly, she fell to the ground. She was dead. Back in the forest, Cedric was looking for Zelda. He was very worried because he couldn't find her. Then he met 2 giants from the village.
"Don't be frightened," said one of the giants. "We won't hurt you. But we've got some very bad news for you," said the other giant. "Your friend Zelda is dead. I'm very sorry."
"No!"
shouted Cedric. "That's impossible. It's a mistake. Please take me to her now."
"Of course," said the 2 giants, and they walked quickly to the cave.
When they arrived at the cave, they saw Garth.
Good. You're finally here, Cedric, said Garth.
Who are you? Cedric asked. Where's Zelda?
Zelda is dead, and now you'll die too, said Garth. He took his sword and moved towards Cedric. Quickly, Cedric took out his magic sword. Garth and Cedric began to fight. Garth was bigger and stronger than Cedric, but Cedric was much quicker. Some other giants came to watch the fight, but they didn't help their chief. They all hated him and wanted his death. Garth wasn't very agile, and soon he was tired. Cedric cut Garth's leg with his sword, and Garth shouted in pain. Then Cedric pushed his sword into the giant's heart. The giant fell to the ground immediately. One of the giants ran to him. "He's dead!" he shouted. The other giants applauded. "Bravo! Our evil chief is dead!" Cedric didn't listen to them. He ran to the cave and sat down by Zelda's body. Then, very gently, he touched Zelda with the handle of his sword. Slowly, she opened her eyes. "Cedric, you're here. What happened?" she asked. "You died," explained Cedric. "But I resuscitated you with the handle of this sword. Tanzin gave it to me."
"I can't believe it," said Zelda.
At that moment, two giants entered the cave. "Thank you, Cedric," said the first giant. "Garth was evil. Now we're free." The second giant took the cauldron from the fire and poured the liquid over the fire. Then he gave the cauldron to Cedric. "This is a magic cauldron," he said. "It's called the Cauldron of Abundance. It can make food for 1,000 people. Nobody is hungry when they've got the cauldron. It's a thank you present from us. Please take it." Zelda stood up.
"Thank you very much," she said. "But we can't carry the cauldron. It's very heavy."
"We've got a long way to travel," Cedric said. "But we'll come on our return journey and we'll take the cauldron then." Zelda and Cedric continued their journey to the north.
"I'm a little tired," Zelda said. "An hour ago, I was dead, and now I'm alive. I can't believe it."
"Yes, you're alive now because of Tanzin's magic sword," said Cedric. "Its blade can kill a person, but its handle can resuscitate them. It's an incredible present."
"Cedric, look over there," said Zelda, excited. "It's my uncle's castle. Let's go and..."
But Zelda didn't finish her sentence because she suddenly disappeared.